Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order of Thursday, January 17th, 9:01 a.m. First order of business is the in-car video camera systems. We did that last week, but Jimmy wasn't here to go over with us. Is that right? Do you guys have a recommendation? Or?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. This is a follow-up recommendation to bid number 201212-203 for in-car video camera systems. A week ago today was the bid opening for this particular bid, and we received 9 responses. At the time, the sheriff was unavailable and has since been able to review all of the responses and went through every package and has prepared a recommendation, which thank you, Sheriff, for coming over this morning to give this to us personally.
Thank you. Sergeant Stottle with our department went through these for us and done a lot of the background on it, and we're going to make a recommendation of Digital Ally. Digital Ally is not exactly the, it's the second to the cheapest. There's one cheaper, but after comparing agencies using it, the systems in the area, it came down to between Digital Ally and WatchGuard, and we've decided to go with Digital Ally due to the background on them. These are going to be paid for through a grant, a JAG grant that we've received, and us and Branson also, we have a intergovernmental agreement on the JAG grants, and be both purchasing off of this.
Is there a number attached to that or just a name, Digital Ally?
Just a name.
Okay. Motion to approve upon recommendation of the sheriff, Digital Ally, as the award of the car video camera systems, RFB number 201212-203.
Second the motion. We have a motion to accept the bid from Digital Ally for the in-car video systems 201212-203. Discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We don't need money here for this, do we? You're here for the...
No, it's the same.
Yeah, no, is that what you're here for?
Yes.
Yeah. Next, we have, on Monday, we approved the 2012 flood control lease receipts. It should have been the 2013 flood control receipts, so the numbers, I believe, are the same. Is that right?
The numbers are the same.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the 2013?
Yes, a motion to approve 2013 flood control receipts.
Okay, second the motion. We have a motion to approve the 2013 flood control lease receipts. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? She want this for Donna? Do you need this one?
I guess we would have Randy come forward on that next one. I haven't seen that.
The intergovernmental agreement with the Arkansas Game and Fish?
Mm-hmm. Is that number one? What does that consist of?
We received that back from Pat Keck. She had been in contact with Arkansas Game and Fish.
To review?
Yes.
And that was on the guardrail and the proposal?
Mr. Brandon has the copies.
It's right here.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Motion for approval of Amendment Number 1 in the Intergovernmental Agreement with Arkansas Fish and Game Commission. This is on some the Slough Hollow project, the percentage of payment that they will make on the guardrail. And that's my motion.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to accept the Amendment 1 to the Intergovernmental Agreement between Arkansas State Game and Fish Commission and Taney County, Missouri. Any discussion?
It's already installed.
Right. It's just for us to pay it.
To get paid.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Does he need to sign it? Or? Okay, it's got Ron's because we've already discussed it before, so.
Agenda request items, is there anything?
We don't have any new requests at this point. A couple of the items were waiting for Ron's return.
Okay. And he'll be back today, this later on this morning, is that right?
He's just going to come in
to
meet with someone real quick, and then he won't be back until Tuesday.
So he'll be here Tuesday?
Yeah. I would request that we put number 4 on Tuesday.
Okay. Right. Did we ever figure out number 3?
Probably want to wait for Ron to return on that one.
Okay.
And the other 2, 1 and 2, are in the attorney's hands.
Right. So
we're gathering information to prepare a deed.
Okay.
Now, Tuesday lays upon the, so you need to put on there about the budget.
It's already scheduled. There's a public hearing.
There's a public hearing? It's already on the agenda, is what
for
you're
next
saying?
Next week, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it on here, so I was just trying to think of different things that.
Now, there is a time block, a good, at least an hour and a half.
Between
so if there are items that you'd like to discuss, you know, let me know.
Are you talking about between the time that our attorneys come down and our regular meeting?
Between our regular meeting and the time the public hearing is.
Okay. All right.
So be thinking about that today. If there are items, let
myself
or Shannon know.
Did anything need to come up again about the transfer station doors, or is that, I mean, where are we at on that, do you know?
I do not know. You'd probably want to talk to. I
mean, is that something that needs to be on there, do you know, Randy? Or?
I need to talk with Travis and Scott, see where they're at. I mean, we did get information, basically, what we'd already paid for previously, so. How that affects what Travis needs to do, I'm not sure. So.
Okay. Because I know there's a deadline with the DNR, is there not, to get that done before?
Right, mid-year, this year, we've got a deadline.
Brandon, we need to put an official vote on the MAC board for the commission. For Tuesday.
Is that on there? I don't have I'm looking for a copy of the agenda. I don't have it on my email.
Right.
For Tuesday.
And look at your calendar.
Is it on there too?
The agenda for next week will not go out until tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So you can see what's on there. Excuse me. The attorneys will be here at 1 o'clock.
We still are looking for a Branson board appointment for the P&Z. We thought we had a person that came forward that was interested, but they live within the city limits, and so.
Yeah, it's for the Branson Township. They can't live in the city limits, so it has to be considered Branson, but not the city limits for the planning and zoning. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Planning and zoning board.
Planning and zoning.
So, if anybody listening is interested, please let us know. or if you know of anybody that might be interested. Okay. Anything else?
I mean, the morning is pretty open on Tuesday, except for the public hearing at 11. There's a couple items early on.
We need to probably go ahead and, if Ron is back, and that's the question, if he's back, we need to, the county commission itself has several boards that we set up on.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are mandatory.
Yes.
And so we need to make those official appointments along with the MAC appointment. So what I would do on that would just make a...
commission appointments?
Commission appointments, because there's...
Was there OCAC? There's...
There's several.
Oh, there are several.
Several?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not going to be, is the courthouse and everything's closed, correct, on Monday for
yes.
Martin Luther King Day?
Yes. We need to put on there.
How long do you think you want to discuss the commission appointments?
It won't take us long because I'm already sitting on the extension board and the other boards that we sit on.
We're just going to let Danny sit on all of them.
No.
Oh, well, like so that.
We're not going to do that, but anyway. I've lost my chain of thought.
An hour? 30, 45 minutes?
That I've lost it?
No. How long she needs?
No, I'm trying to think of the... we need to put on there an executive session on the letter that we got this morning about the parking garage.
I believe Frank wants to discuss that on Tuesday during executive, so...
So the attorneys
will discuss it? Both attorneys will be here. That will be one of the items.
Okay, and I would ask that you present that letter to Brandon and let him read that, and then when Ron gets back, give him a copy also so that he'll be updated on it.
Is it in a box? Or?
No, it's not in your box yet.
Let's see. That's what I was. One of the things I was trying to think about for the agenda. There'll be other things we can post before then, I guess, too.
We'll just need to know prior to tomorrow morning.
Prior to tomorrow morning, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we think of anything else... I think that's all that I had noted.
Okay.
You might check with Ron after his meeting today and see if he.
I'll touch base with him.
Yeah.
That's all I have,
gentlemen. Thank you, Nikki.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Nikki. Mm-hmm. Road and bridge updates. Mr. Huff, what did we talk about last week? Well, I'll say, you want me to get you a clip on?
One of the clip on ones, yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what we should do is make one. Is that what you said?
Explain.
You gotta be that way here. You gotta be that way.
Explain that. Well, yeah, we'll have to go into executive session on it. But.
Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. The first item, I'll give you a list of our 2013 chip seal. There's a few of them on there that are short base roads that we plan to chip seal, but primarily over 95% of that is just maintenance, chip seal, resurfacing. They're basically sorted how we've got our snow routes laid out. These guys like that better. It basically groups the roads in particular areas, and then we haven't really set a schedule as to where we're starting, where we're ending, but they're not. That's the only order they're in is grouped by snow routes.
Randy, I was going to ask a question on it. This is chip and seal, in which these are roads that are already taken into the county. Is there such a thing as being able to take in some roads without, I know classifications, without snow removal or mainly taking in some roads that would be based for future future chip and seal, because I know that we like to let those roads, all of them, set for a year after we take them in and start working on them, and we could take some roads in and that aren't, that they have base rock on them now or something like
some
that.
Some of these roads on this list, basically, there's three or four of them that they were gravel roads that were taken in, and some of them has been in the system now 7-8 years, and we're going to put a chip seal coat on these. They're not very long roads. One of them is across from the River Church.
Shalimar.
Shalimar is one.
Austin is
across from the river. Austin is one across from the River Church. Little roads like that. I mean, we've got to run so far with a grader to do maintenance work on it.
Right.
It's a little more cost-effective. Go ahead and seal them. And some of these are new roads that we've taken in the years past as gravel, and now we're getting the opportunity to change them to chip seals.
I guess my main question is taking in those roads that, because we're stretched with the like every other department, GCR and every other department financially, that we could go ahead and take in a county road and not have snow removal, or there was classifications when I first came in. I think we changed that when we changed our road standards. But yeah. I'd like to look at taking in some roads and not promising any time frame on snow removal or chip and seal, and have them adopted into the system. I know that some of them, as you said, if we have to travel very far just to grade them after every rain or something like that, they're better off to wait till we're ready to do the chip seal on them. But there are some lengthy roads in the county that we could take in and not promise any snow removal or. And how did you classify that before? Was it
basically the roads that we classified as no snow removal were roads that didn't have any residents that actually lived on them. They may be a county road that had been for years, but there's no reason to remove snow on it. It really didn't benefit us or the public. I mean, it's still a county road. We still maintain it. But there may be an easier route or another alternative route they could have used. We have a few of those roads in the county that we classify as no snow removal.
Well, I guess I understand what you're saying. I guess where I'm going, though, is we have a lot of applications for roads to be taken into the county, mm-hmm. and I would like to look at those mileage-wise
okay.
as far as maybe taking them in for maintenance, but not taking them in for snow removal or to schedule them for any chip and seal or anything. I just think it's a better service to the citizens, those that have waited for a couple of 3 years for, well, I think 2 years. Is we took in the last ones in 11 or...
I think 2011, I think maybe one there, I believe you guys had taken into the system. Other than that, it's been a while since.
I just like a list of those that, okay. That have applied and can be brought to the commission that might be taken in, with the understanding that there'll be no snow removal on them, and that they may be gravel roads or base roads, and move forward that way.
Some of the last ones that we have taken in are basically we haven't been able to do much work or maintenance work on it for that very reason, is the budget just kind of stretched pretty thin. So, do you have any other questions as far as chip seal on our list there? Okay. The next item on there, Birmingham Road, we started our tree removal on. We're going to widen and improve this road from 76 Highway in approximately a half mile. And we started on that. We're probably close to 50% on tree removal at this point in time, so it's going very well.
Some of those trees that are in there, they're all in the county right away.
The trees that we're removing are all within the county right away. A good portion of this road, one side had been subdivided, and with that, they had to give additional right away, and so that allowed us to be able to improve this road.
My concern was the other side of the road. I knew particulars on that, but I've seen that there have been some going to be some tree removal on the other side.
Part of that is, and part of that was done with the utility companies under their easements and guidelines, and we're also talking to homeowners and residents there, so everybody's, we sent out mailings, everybody on this road has had prior knowledge to what our plans are.
I'm fine with that, so then. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was up to date with what was happening there, because the big picture is a good one. The small picture might not look so good, so.
Yeah. The next item, we'll have you guys look this over. We had a company, it's called Treehouse USA LLC. They're trying to make a movie of some sort, and they're wanting to use various locations in the county as part of the scenery or as part of the movie. And in particular here, they're wanting to use Blue Creek Road at the end of State Highway AA along the bluff there. They're wanting to use that and do a little filming on a particular day there. And I've talked to him. The guy actually came in my office. They're wanting to kind of stage like there had been a accident type deal as part of their movie scene and whatnot. None of the roadway or any of that will be altered or damaged. It's just type of their movie. They're asking permission if they can use that on that particular day there within that time frame.
How many residents are affected?
This road is a through road, and I told them the road could not be closed. They would have to provide just like any work zone signage and flagmen and be aware of that. I believe there's it is a school bus route and a mail route, so that cannot be interrupted. So they'll have to work around that, whatever they're doing there, so they didn't impede traffic.
There is a financial benefit to what they're doing, so
right.
We have worked with other agencies that have came in wanting to do some filming and things.
Right.
There's a I don't know whether existing procedure that we went through.
I have no idea. They did bring that form in or whatever, but that's something that I think I would request you gentlemen have our attorneys look at, just a review
it's a contract type situation,
right.
So yeah, we'll do that. We'll do
okay.
that later. And
now they're, I believe it toward the end of the month is when they're set up to do it, if the weather allows them to do that, or they may have to pick a different day. So
just the responsibility.
We'll have Nikki get this up to Frank.
The responsibility
okay.
of making sure that the public knows what's taking place as far as the road being shut down at certain hours and opened up for buses and
right.
all that. We need to make sure that someone on their staff is responsible and the load don't fall completely upon our people only.
Okay. The next item I have is that we received a couple of phone calls. I think you gentlemen may have received phone calls about the sign at the Methodist Church here north of Forsyth, and I've contacted MoDOT. Also have a letter there from MoDOT. They are aware of it, have talked, been in contact with them. They're trying to reprogram, change the brightness of it, that type of thing. I also talked to the lady this morning that lives across the street and let her know that we were also in helping deal with this to try to solve this problem.
Yeah, that's something you'll have to work with MoDOT on. I
right.
don't think there's anything that the...
But anyway, just kind of updating you that we do have people checking into this, see if we can get this resolved.
Yeah, have you checked with PNC about any guidelines they might have upon...
I can't. Yeah.
Do you want that back, Frank?
Brightness or...
No, that's your copy. The next item, we were, for safety reasons, trying to get a guardrail installed along the lower side of the judicial, and we did hit and damage the fiber line that connects P&Z and sewer department. That has been repaired. They're back up running, and we are now in the process of reinstalling. I'll just show you some pictures here.
You guys didn't call before you dug, did you?
We did do the one call, and thus we got a little wrong information. Right there is a good example where these stakes, we did mark that because when it rains, a lot of times paint gets washed away. There's where the locate says the cable line was, where them stakes are, and in all actuality, it was right behind the curb, right? So, and we did it probably, six posts?
Four times.
Complete with three, so. We damaged it good. We don't do a job damaged.
I say you do it. You do it right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something that you'll probably need to visit with.
Whose line was it, ours or is it a...
It was actually ours. I'm going to visit with Mark a little more on this and figure out, you know, we probably want to do something different or take some, I'd like to get some GPS readings of that, and actually, so if this ever happened, I mean, even doing maintenance work on this guardrail, they got to be aware of that line right there.
Where is that?
so we don't get damaged again.
Who put the line down? Who put the line down?
The county hired a contractor to put the line in originally, so.
And are they the ones that gave the, you know, the location of it or where it's supposed
yes.
to be?
Yes, I mean, I deal with IT department. They call this company to come locate it, and they've done that. We didn't proceed with the guardrail till we knew where all the other utilities and this cable was, and by their locate, we thought we were fairly well safe, and turns out the locate.
Is there any, I don't know, is there anything in place where they located it wrong, so therefore they pick it up, or is that?
That's I don't know. That's another discussion we've got to have. I haven't had a chance to talk with Mark and find out
what's going on. Okay.
What happened there, so.
But it's working again.
It is working again, so okay. We are in good.
What about, I hate to ask this question, but what about where they had it marked? Is there something there?
We don't know that either, and I'm not going to dig right
well,
there right now.
The thing of it is that I think that probably we should
they box may be
that
something
whole area
there.
Off and not let anything be done in there. Till
yeah, we, I mean, he was toning and something was locating there. I have no idea what it is. There could be something there. So,
yeah. Didn't I use a water witch? You do that, don't you? Speak of the devil.
There is Mark. Okay. I guess we're done with that unless Mark has any information, but other than that, we're back up running with the fiber and we're reinstalling guardrails. So.
Mark, I guess what the question was is there anything in the location that they marked as having a power line or something like that in there? Definitely where they said there was. Wasn't where we get something.
Where we installed the guardrail, here is where the locate marked out your fiber, and here is actually
where
it is.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
We're working. What is out here?
They did a great job at trying to stay away from the fiber. It was basically what would be called a bad locate. When you locate the, what I've been told of, when we had the fiber installed, there was a locate wire installed, okay? When we put the, a couple years back, there was a parking lot added to the south side of the jail.
Mm-hmm.
When that parking lot got put in, though, the fiber got pulled out then, too, and it busted the locate wire. So I was told by the guy that did the locate, who I was told was the guy that did the installation of the fiber, that since the other end of that locate wire was damaged when they put the parking lot in, he hasn't been able to get a very accurate locate done with only starting from this end. I guess he put something on each end that charges up that wire, and he can actually, you know, go over it with the spray paint, and it tones out when he walks over it. So this was his best guess, and he said, hey, you know, you stay within 5 feet of that line, you're not going to hit the fiber, but ever since that parking lot incident a couple years back.
But you say he was the one that installed it?
Yeah,
after we did the parking lot, he installed it?
No. He put it in before the parking lot was actually an afterthought after the fiber.
Right.
So
yeah, who pulled it and put the fiber in?
He did. Same guy. Same company.
So he... Okay. Say it to me again.
Yep.
The fiber was in.
Right when the...
You guys decided to do a parking lot.
Right.
We pulled the fiber.
They when they were grooming that dirt there to make a nice level parking lot,
we pulled the fiber.
Broke the locate line.
And then who put the fiber back in?
Well, the fiber itself never got broke, just the locate
just
wire
the
and pipe.
Oh, okay.
So ever since then, our locates on this side and down that parking lot are just best guess. So that's why I'm glad Randy, actually, I hope we've got pictures. I know my department took pictures of this, so we know where it is from now on.
We know where it is in the parking lot, too.
Okay, yeah.
Right behind that curb running straight up, too. There.
Well, I think a lot of the parking lot is right over the top of it, even, too.
Well,
so, I mean, it's...
Yeah, we found the conduit. We didn't break the fiber, but we did pull. I mean, it pulled it just tight enough it broke the locate wire there.
Yeah. So that's why the where the flags ended up and where the fiber really was.
He was fairly sure he went around this. There's a sewer structure right there, and he thought sure he went around. So he thought this was a good locate, but it turns out
he went right around the sewer and then right back up against that curb there.
Is there need for some signs, a little posting signs in that area?
It wouldn't hurt to have. If you want to make up your own sign that's weatherproof, that would probably be good, because
so the city or someone else
decide to do some alterations, we know that line is right there. Which we have the junction box now. We know they're pretty much straight line from one box to the other now.
Yeah.
But it's where it makes this bend. Where does it go once it goes under the flower bed and up through the parking lot? We have no idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, best guess, but.
Yeah. And the terrain there has changed so much. I guess that curb wasn't there when he put it in either. It was just the paved road was there. Because I was there when he put it in. But it's just, they brought in a bunch of backfill, right?
All this has been manicured and redone, so it has changed quite a bit. But
yep,
we know where it is now.
Yeah. Okay. All
right.
The next item I want to purchase one of these instruments. This is the type of instrument that IT Patsy uses. It's a GIS mapping type instrument. We use the same instrument as far as the sign man uses this as to document and keeping records and on all the signs throughout the county. And similar type instrument like that I want to use to start collecting data throughout the road system as far as our culverts, the guardrail, all these other features, stormwater, and be able to put into our system so we have a record of where this stuff is. So years, it'll help great with documenting where some of this stuff is. If we have FEMA events, the more accurate records you got, the better it is. It's an item that runs neighborhood of $6,200, I think, on that quote. But it's something we need to bid out.
Is it? Is this going to be on the state bid, or we're going to have to bid it?
Basically, the IT has the. They use that particular brand, that company, and of course they're the dealer for this area. I'd like to buy that particular, so we're compatible with. If theirs goes down, right now they actually purchase the one that we use in our sign, keeping all of our sign stuff. So our sign guy, rather than IT, have to make a second trip out to reshoot that signpost that we changed or moved or whatever, and then document that. And it's like a handheld deal that we can connect to the computer, and you collect information data. We put it right into our program.
Do you have like a set of a base on a point, and then?
Right.
You have to set up a base on a point?
No. That's what's handy about this one. Now, the instrument that I use as far as stake grading, that you do. That's more survey accurate. This is sub-meter accurate,
Okay. Which
you can put it into. What we want to use it for is where we can add this information, like our culverts, our guardrail, different features, curb and guttered streets, different things like that. Stormwater, any feature out on the road that we want to document and put into our system, we can do that with this.
I think it's need to get with Ron.
Yeah, with Ron and make sure that everything's kosher as far as the bid process, and if it's any way that you can, I mean, like you said, you've got reasoning for compatibility, so just visit with him and see if we can what we can do.
I've visited stuff with him, but I told him I wanted to bring it up. Any item that's that cost and that particular thing we're going out for bid, I do want to bring it to your attention before he actually puts his stuff out there. So the next item it has to deal with the part of that project on North and South Hickory water line, whatever that particular area has annexed into the city. And so I do have a letter here from the city. They are taking over maintenance as far as North Hickory is the only one that's in our county road system. Is we currently maintain that one. We do not maintain South Hickory. We never brought that into the system. They didn't actually petition it. The city's maintaining North and South Hickory, so this is documentation that we can take North Hickory out of our road system now.
Is there any, is there anything that we need to do? Do we vacate?
Stop doing it.
No, I don't. No, it's not any kind of road vacate. It's just changing over. I mean, all of these residents now are in the city limits, so
right.
With the upgrade of the water system and other utilities, they automatically they vote to annex in. So, with them being in the city limits, basically that road, and actually part of Casey Road, but that being a through road.
What I'm saying is, there's always a contract with, like we're trying to work with the city of Branson to take over some roads, and it's
right.
going to take some documentation. Is once they annex this, we don't have to do anything?
Well, that's the reason I wanted to bring this up. I didn't know if there was, to me, there ought to be something signed by you gentlemen and also the city of Forsyth.
Mm-hmm.
We're
in agreement.
Stuff drawn up. I mean, documenting it. This.
Yeah, we'll have to have. Again, we'll just give this to Frank and let them draw up something that shows that we're both in agreement, city and us, and they can maintain it. They can have it.
Okay. Unless you guys have something, or these gentlemen, everything else I've got might be exec session.
This side's quiet. You guys got anything? You guys are no fun.
Do you, Brandon, you want to go in? We go into exec session here on this down here, and then when we, because we'll end up on budget upstairs, part of that may be an exec, and part of it is probably going to be open session, which the public is welcome to attend. But do you want to go ahead and go into executive session with the road and bridge here?
While we're here, is it for personnel issues? No, dot three?
It is dot three. They've got it on, so.
That's fine. And then we can come out and we'll just go upstairs to the.
Yeah. Motion to go into executive session 610.021.3, which is personnel.
Second, we have a motion to go into executive session per section 610.021.3. All in favor, any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye. All opposed?